Parshas Shelach. I'd like to discuss Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, a topic that we have visited on a number of occasions. In fact, one of those occasions was quite recently. It says Chazal tell us, Ein Beis HaMedrash V'loi Chidush. Whenever a topic is revisited, inevitably something new crops up, a different, a deeper, a new understanding will emerge, and therefore I think it's an important topic to look at once again. The Torah writes in this week's parasha in Perek Test Vav, Pasuk Chav Dalet. The Torah talks about the precedent of a mistake being made by the Einei Ho'edo, as the Torah describes them. V'hoya im me Einei Ho'edo Nesolishkogo. If the eyes of the community, literally translated, if the eyes of the community made a mistake, and we are then taught the whole parasha of what exactly must occur next. What does that mean, the Einei Ho'edo? Who's being referred to by this expression, the Einei Ho'edo, the eyes of the generation? So the Gemara tells us, Chazal HaKadoshim teach us in Hoyrius, Daf Hei Omed Beis, that these are the leaders of the generation, the Sanhedrin, the Zakenim, the Gedolei Yisrael. They are the ones who are referred to as the Einei Ho'edo. And in fact, this expression appears in a number of places. Earlier on in the Torah and Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, similarly there it says as well, V'im kol adas Yisrael yishku, if Kaal Yisrael will make a mistake, how so? V'ne'elam hadova, because the matter is concealed, me'einei hakol, from the eyes of the community. Who are the eyes of the community? Say the Meforshim, Rabbeinu Bachai, and others point out, again, this is a reference to the leaders of Kaal Yisrael. They are the ones who are described as the Einei Ho'edo. In a few weeks' time, when we read about the transfer of leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, Aaron HaKohen, to his son, the Torah writes in Parshas Pinchos, V'hamadato oisoi lefnei elozo HaKohen, v'lefnei kol ho'edo, v'tziviso oisoi le'eineihem, instruct him in front of their eyes. What does that mean, in front of their eyes? So the Al-Sheikh once again says, this is telling us, in front of the leaders of the generation, because they are Einehem, they are the eyes of the generation. Not so long ago, on Pesach, when we read Shir HaShirim, the pasuk there describes, Hinoch Yofe Rayosi Hine Yofoch Einayich. We know that Shir HaShirim is a conversation, as it were, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as they express their ahava and their longing towards each other. And who is being referred to when it says Yofo Einayich, you have beautiful eyes? The Mesudas David says there, this is a reference to the Chachomim of the Dair, because they are the Einei Ho'edo. And so too, and so forth. In fact, very interestingly, we daven every day, V'ho'er Eineinu, our eyes should be enlightened. Says the Prima Godin on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin, do you know what this means, that our eyes should be enlightened? This is a specific Tfilah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should enlighten the eyes of the Talmidei Chachomim. Why the Talmidei Chachomim? We mentioned our eyes, and the answer is because our eyes are indeed the Talmidei Chachomim of the generation. So you see over here, in our parasha, in all the other places that we mentioned as well, that the Chachomim, the leaders of the generation, are referred to as the Einei Ho'edo, as the eyes of the generation. And this, of course, needs to be explained. why indeed is this their title? Why are they referred to with this description as being the eyes of the generation? As mentioned, we've discussed part of this in the past, but I'd like to perhaps add to it tonight. On the pasuk we mentioned before in Shir HaShirim, when there is a reference made to the eyes of Klal Yisrael, and we said that this is referring to the Chachamim. A very big clue as to understand why indeed are they referred to as the Einei, the Einaim of the Eidah, is to be found there in the Medrash, there in Shir HaShirim. In fact, not just a clue, a fairly explicit explanation. And it says, a person has 248 limbs, remach evarim. And at the end of the day, v'kulam einam hoyolchim ela achar ho'einayim. All 248, at the end of the day, ultimately follow the eyes. Says the Medrash, kach, so too, ein Yisrael yecholim lasos dovor. Klal Yisrael can do nothing at all without their leaders, without their Sanhedrin. So here we're learning that the reason why the leaders of the generation are referred to as the Einei Ha'edah, as the eyes of the generation, is because the eyes, as it were, lead the goof. And the Maharal, in his Sefer Be'er LaGoyla, writes so clearly, Hein k'moy ho'einayim she'manhigim esha'odom. They're the ones who rule and direct and lead the person. Because acharei ho'einayim ho'odom ho'ilech. A person walks, the person always follows his eyes. So too, Klal Yisrael follows its leaders. And not just follows them. As the Medrash says very poignantly, Ein yecholin lasos dovor. We are powerless, motionless, unable to move in any direction without our eyes, without our leaders, who are in fact the leaders of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Let's try and explain in further depth. We'll recall the Torah describes the very tragic story in which the eldest two sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav and Avihu, passed away. And it's extremely unclear as to why indeed did they pass away. How do I know it's unclear? Because if you look in the Gemara and Chazal HaKadoshim, several different reasons are suggested. So the common denominator seems to be, apparently it's not that clear what their Avera was. But nonetheless, the Gemara in Eiruvin tells us, do you know what their Avera was? They died, says the Gemara in Eiruvin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, because they paskened a halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabbon. There was a discussion, a halachic discussion, which took place in the Beis Hamikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu was their Rebbe, and they paskened the halacha in front of him. Says the Gemara, there was a story in which a Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer once had the audacity, as it was, to pasken a halacha in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elozo. Rabbi Elozo then commented to his wife, he says, I will be surprised if this Talmid lives out the year. And indeed, he didn't. He passed away. So his wife says to him, are you a Novi? How on earth did you know that that's what would happen to him? And he answered the famous answer, Loi Novi Anoichi, neither am I a prophet, Loi Ben Novi Anoichi, nor am I the son of a prophet. So how did you know that he would die? So he says, because kach makublani, I have a Maseiras, I've been makabel from my Rebbeim, kol hamoira halocha b'fnei rabbi, anybody who paskens halocha in front of their Rebbe, chayev
Nisa.
So it wasn't a prediction, a prophecy, it was a fact. If you're Meira Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi, one is Chayev Misa. So too says the Gemara, not of an Aviyu, because they too paskan the Halacha in front of their Rebbe, namely Moshe Rabbeinu, it was for that reason that they died. And the obvious question is, of course, why indeed is it considered so severe, the Aveira of paskening Halacha in front of the Rebbe, to the extent that it's punishable by death, as we see with Nodav and Aviu, as we see with this Talmud of Rabbi Elezer, why is it so severe? So we might well understand, because it's a lack of respect. And apparently it's considered a serious offense if one has disrespect for the Rebbe. Says the Mira Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Shmulevitz, that can't be the reason, and I'll prove it to you. Because do you know who else was guilty of being Meira Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi? Chazal tell us in that very same Gemara, Yehoshua Ben Nun, in the story that we read about recently, Eldad and Medad, they prophesied, and Yeshua, as it were, took the law into his own hands and told Moshe Rabbeinu what to do with them. Kalai, destroy them. One second. Is that a request or an instruction? Says the Gemara, because Yeshua ben Nun paskened the halacha in front of his Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, he was severely punished. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his genius interpretation, one moment, Yeshua ben Nun paskened the halacha out of kavod for his Rebbe. He in fact was standing up for the honor of his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. So you clearly see that this offense of being Meira Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi is not as a lack of respect for the Rebbe. To the contrary, Yeshua here was standing up for the kavod, for the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, and was nonetheless deemed guilty of being Meira Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi. So clearly, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's not the understanding. That's not what this Aveira is all about. So indeed, what is it all about? Says the Mira Rosh Hashiva, a gewaldige Yesod. And he quotes the Medrash. This is a Medrash in Parashat Shmini. And this is the Yesod. This is the Yesod. Klal Yisrael, says the Medrash, are compared to an oif, a bird. Just like a bird cannot fly without wings, Kach Yisrael Ein Yecholim La'aseis Dovar, they cannot do anything. They are motionless. Chutz Mizikneihem, without their elders. The Medrash is teaching us a bird without wings is like Klal Yisrael without its leaders. If you take off the wings of a bird, the bird will not be able to fly, not as a punishment, but as a reality. A bird without wings cannot fly, not because of some misdemeanor, and as a punishment he can't fly, but rather he has lost his tools to fly. And the reality on the ground is that he is now unable to fly. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the essence of a bird is its wings. That's what a bird is. What is it that stands a bird apart from all other living creatures? Is its ability to fly. And without its wings, you've taken away its very essence. It's not just another living creature which can't fly. A bird is all about flying. And if it's unable to fly because you've taken away his equipment, his ability to do so, what in fact you've really done is taken away his entire essence. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the leadership of Klal Yisrael is not a bonus or a luxury, but as the Medrash is teaching us, it's the wings of those birds, or that bird. Take away the Zakenim, you are undermining the fundamental reality of Klal Yisrael. That's what's happening when you're being Meira Halacha B'Shnei Rabbi, you're removing the wings of the birds. It's not out of a lack of respect for the Rebbe. That's not what's happening over here. But it's a fundamental uprooting and undermining of the entire essence of Klal Yisrael. Just as removing the wings from the birds, he's no longer considered that bird. He's lost his essence. His whole mahus has disappeared. Our mahus, our ability to travel in a spiritual way, is with our spiritual wings, and that's our leadership. And therefore he says, if you want to know why is the Aveira of being Meira Halacha B'Shnei Rabbi considered so severe, it's not because of a lack of respect for the Rebbe, but rather because you've pulled out those foundation stones of Klal Yisrael. You've in fact stripped them of their very essence. A bird without wings, that's what Klal Yisrael are without their leaders. So much so, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it could therefore be that the Rebbe cannot be Meichel. If it was merely an issue of his dignity, he can override, he can forfeit his covet. This is not an issue of his covet. This is an issue of the very fundamental existence of Klal Yisrael. That's not his to forego or to overlook. Those are the very powerful words of the Mira Rosh Hashiva. And that's what Chazal are teaching. When the Torah tells us that the Einei Ha'edah, the eyes of the generation, are our leaders, and the Medrash tells us because they lead us just as the eyes lead the goof, what we understand from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is, it's not merely an issue of, we've lost our leader, shame, we have nobody to consult with, shame, we have nobody to pasken our shailas. It's not an issue of a shame. It's far, far more fundamental than that. Rather, without the leaders of Klal Yisrael, we've in fact lost our entire essence. Just like removing the bird, that bird's wings, you've taken away his whole nature as being a flying creature that no longer exists, having removed his wings. The eyes of the generation are the leaders of the generation. Why is it that we follow our leaders? That is the essence of Klal Yisrael. That is what stands Klal Yisrael apart from all other Umos Ha'olam. Democracy, freedom of speech, etc., etc., are all anti-Torah ideals and values. Because as far as the Torah is concerned, we follow our eyes. And our eyes are the Einei Ha'edah, and they are the leaders of our generation. There is another understanding, and of course we understand that it's not completely different, and it's very much related to our first understanding of why they are called Einei Ha'edah. The Rambam wrote a letter, the Igeres Taimon, that's the name of the letter. And the Rambam writes as follows. Imagine a blind person trying to find his way through a complicated path. He leans on the Pikeach. The Pikeach is the one who can see. Why does he lean on him and rely on him? Lefi shehu yodea ba'atzmai. Because he knows full well she'ein loy einayim. The blind person has no eyes of himself. If he doesn't have his own eyes, he has no choice but to rely on those of others. So too, says the Rambam, Dvorim Nifloim, K'moy Kein, Ro'u Lahamoy. This is the appropriate course of action for Klal Yisrael. So too, to rely on their Nevi'im and their leaders, Balei Ho'einayim ho'amitiyos. They are the ones who have eyes. We in the Moshul are the blind person. who are unable to traverse this path because we cannot see our way around. Who really has eyes? Who are the Baalei Ha'einayim Ha'amitiyos? The Baalei Ha'einayim Ha'amitiyos Achazal HaKadosh. Achazal HaKadosh. What does that mean? What does that mean that they are the Baalei Ha'einayim? They have eyes and we don't. And this is a principle that we've discussed in the past. The story is told, I always thought it was a moshel, and recently I heard the Gated Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Avraham Gurovitz, Shiyarech Yomim B'Shonim, he was recently in Eretz Yisrael, a year or two ago, and I heard this live from him, and he said it actually happened. The story is told of a diplomat, a highly respected diplomat, who came to visit the United Kingdom. And in order to honor him, part of the ceremony is they took him to one of Britain's leading art museums. And the grand finale was they were going to present him, they were going to give him a look at the museum's most expensive, the most exquisite, the most breathtaking drawing there in the museum. And people were very surprised at his reaction, because he saw the picture and he sort of shrugged his shoulders. No, no. What do you mean, no, no? This is a multi-million piece of art, multi-pound piece of art, and that's all you could say, no, no. He says, well, it looks a bit of a clodgy mess to me. That was about as complimentary as he could get, and they couldn't understand. He was supposed to have an appreciation for art. That's why they took him to the museum in the first place. Upon further investigation, it turned out that this diplomat was wearing glasses, and his glasses were dirty. There was a whole blotch and stain on his spectacles. So of course, you can have a piece of art worth billions and millions in front of you, you don't see it properly. Because if you look through the lenses of a blotched glass, then you will see a blotched painting. This is what the Rambam is teaching us. When Chazal HaKadosh, when the leaders of the generation see things, they see it differently to us. We have spectacles that might have spots and stains and blotches on it. The glasses of Chazal, the glasses of the leaders of the generation, are untainted, pure. They look at life and everything around them through the spectacles of the Torah. That's the way they look at things. So there's no point arguing about whether this piece of art is exquisite or not. If you have the wrong glasses on, you'll see it warped and distorted. We all know the famous Rashi. When Rashi tells us in Parashat Shoftim that you have to listen to your leaders, whether they tell you Yamin or Smoil. And the famous Rashi is, even if they tell you that right is left and left is right, nonetheless you must listen to them. Does that make any sense? I know what my right hand is and I know what my left hand is. If somebody tells me that my right is left and my left is right, however wise he may be, but surely he's wrong. So why must I listen to Chazal anyway? And the Mefarshim explain, imagine you are sitting opposite your friends. You are sitting in opposite directions, and you point to your right hand, and your friend tells you that's your left. Are you going to argue with him? Who's right? Who's correct? The answer is, it depends on which direction you're looking at things. From his vantage point, that's indeed on the left-hand side. And what looks to you as being on the right is in fact the left. What appears to you to be on the left is in fact on the right. Gedolei Yisrael, when they tell us that our left is right, what in fact they're teaching us is that you think it's the left, in fact it's the right. You may think it's the right, it's in fact the left. I surely know what my right and left hand is. Yes, you do, from your vantage point. Chazal, however, see things at a completely different angle. They look at things with different einayim, through the prism of Torah. Through the prism of Torah. And of course, this reminds us of the pasuk that we read every single day of our lives, twice a day, and it comes from this parasha as well. Lo yisasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. Do not stray after your eyes. Besides, for the simple interpretation, which means don't indulge in what your eyes see, but in light of what we're discussing, what it really means is don't follow your own eyes. Understand that the real eyes of Klal Yisrael are not yours, but rather those of the leaders of the generation. When we read in next week's parasha, the opening pasuk, Korach struck up an enormous debate and machlokes challenged the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And Chazal HaKadoshim tell us that Korach was a very wise person. Well, if that's the case, Rashi asks, so what did he see to be involved in shtus zeh, this act of seeming idiocy? It doesn't seem to be a wise activity to be engaged in. And you know what Rashi says? Einoi hitatu, his eyes conflicted him, his eyes tricked him. Because he saw in the future that there's going to be a great, illustrious lineage that will emerge from him, and he thought that surely he would be safe. Once again, in light of the way we're explaining, his eyes tricked him because he relied on his own eyes rather than on the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu. And you remember how that story continues? Moshe Rabbeinu issues a call to Dothan v'Aviram. And what do they respond to him? You can poke out our eyes and we will not respond. What were they trying to tell him? We don't need your eyes, thank you very much. We can manage just fine ourselves. And that was their mistake, because they absolutely couldn't. The Einei Ha'eda, they are the ones who have the real Einayim. The real Einayim. And the Einayim of the leaders of the generation, their outlook on life, their vision on life, is of course what we call Da'as Torah. Da'as Torah. Our Da'as is tainted because we have spectacles that are blotched and stained. I only recently heard that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Dmo, once said a phenomenal thing. Da'as Torah, he said, every single person has Da'as Torah. A staggering statement. Every person, he says, has Da'as Torah. However, he added, to what extent, how powerful, how potent is your Da'as Torah? Says Rabbi Chanan, very simple equation. How much of your Da'as is in fact comprised of Torah? That is the extent to your Da'as Torah. If your Da'as is made up of 60, 70, 80% of other things which have nothing to do with Torah, and you only leave 10% of your life and therefore your Da'as for Torah, well then you have 10% Da'as Torah. And if you have half of your Da'as dedicated to Torah, then you have 50% Da'as Torah. But unfortunately, the other 50% has nothing to do with Torah. It's distorted vision. Gedolei Yisrael, who know nothing, Ein lohem be'elomoy elo dalad amos shel halacha, they know nothing but Torah. There is nothing that enters and pervades their vision other than Torah. So their Das Torah is complete, is 100%. That's different, Einai. When the young Gera Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, he took over the leadership of the Gera Chassidus at a very young age when his grandfather, the Chidushi Horim, passed away. And at a very young age, in his 20s, people came his Chassidim and flocked to him for Eitzes and Shailas. And people were astounded. He gave people advice and issued Psak Halacha. And whenever he gave his Eitzes, they always seemed to work. and somebody challenged him and asked him, wow, the Sas Emes, the Rebbe, has Ruach HaKodesh? And he answered back very simply, no. But when somebody asks me a Shaila, I quickly run my eyes, those were his words, through all four Chalokim of Shulchan Aruch, and I come up with an Eitzah based on that. So it's nothing to do with Ruach HaKodesh. No, what are we going to say? We make our decisions in life based on a quick perusal of Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the parts of Shulchan Aruch that we might well know. So we have 10%, maybe 20% Das Torah. But who of us can say that we do not move a finger? We do not make a decision without first consulting Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. But that's the way of God will be Yisrael sees things. He is incapable of seeing anything other than through the prism of Torah. We've definitely mentioned in the past that it's so incredibly outstanding and mind-blowing that it's worth repeating. Reb Moshe Feinstein, the great leader of Klal Yisrael, has a tshuva. In his tshuva, he is addressing a previous tshuva that he issued, a very big chiddush, a psak halacha on an extremely sensitive topic. This is the follow-up tshuva. Because in this follow-up tshuva, he addresses the questioner. The questioner, and in fact the name of the questioner is written there, everybody can have a look, Evan Oezer, Chelek Beis, Simon Yud Aleph. And it's clear, and he in fact writes, that the questioner attacked Reb Moshe. He attacked him in a very forceful way. And he says to him that your psak in your previous tshuva I cannot accept, and it's going to cause a terrible breakdown in the yichus of Klal Yisrael. Reb Moshe writes back to this shoyl, because this shoyl had, I don't know if it's the chutzpah, but at least he challenged Reb Moshe, because he writes to Reb Moshe that clearly your psak halacha has been influenced by some external forces outside of Torah, and because of that you came up with this very novel psak. And as far as I'm concerned, the questioner writes, this is going to cause havoc in the yichus of Klal Yisrael. Listen to how a Gadol Yisrael responds. It's absolutely unbelievable. And he writes as follows. He first says to him, I'm so moved by your rebuke. Rather than just attacking him back ferociously, he says, I thank you. Ani nirgash mizeh. I become very emotional. I'm very moved. Baruch Hashem, he says, there's people who are not embarrassed to give teichocha even nowadays. Imagine giving teichocha to Moshe Feinstein. But then he says, Avol ha'emes. Now I'll tell you the truth, he says. The psak I wrote will not, as you question, bring about any breakdown in the yichus of Klal Yisrael, you needn't worry. And then he says, and that which you wrote, that my hashkofas apparently come from external influences, he says, you're quite right, there are rabbonim like that, whose knowledge, opinions, outlook on life is not based on the Torah. Va'ani Baruch Hashem, he says, Eini Mehem, I'm not one of them. Now listen to these words. Who else could write a statement like this other than the leader of Klal Yisrael, Reb Moshe Feinstein? V'chol Hashkafoisai, all of my outlook on life, who rak miyedias hatayra, comes 100% entirely through Torah knowledge, believe shum ta'aroivus, without any mixture whatsoever from outside knowledge. And therefore he says, you have nothing to fear. My psak is based on my hashkofes, and my hashkofes are based on nothing but the Torah. And in fact, he continues in the tshuva, he says, to be quite honest, I'm concerned that you, the Shoyal, have your hashkofes based on outside influences. That's how he writes it. No, we're going to challenge a Naim like those. Those are the spectacles of Torah. That's not the blotched vision, the 10-20% Das Torah that we may have. These are the Einei Ha'edah. These are the Einei Ha'edah. You know, the story is told that when the Mir Yeshiva was in Shanghai and they were being bombed by the enemy, and there was a discussion, maybe they should move from Shanghai and transfer the yeshiva to an alternative location. The Mir Mashkiach, the Heiliger Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, gave a shmuz in the yeshiva. And he quoted a medrash, and it's a medrash, in fact, in Parashas Noach, where he says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two yeshivas at all time that are toiling in Torah. And those two yeshivas are what are keeping the world going, and those two yeshivas can never be attacked or overcome by any enemy in the world. Said the Mir HaMashkiach, I thought about this a lot, and I've come to the inescapable conclusion that one of these two yeshivas at the moment is the Mir Yeshiva. Is the Mir Yeshiva. And because of that, I take absolute achrayas. The learning must continue just here in the Mir Yeshiva. To the contrary, if the yeshiva transfers location, it'll cause a disruption to Torah, and that ultimately will be endangering the yeshiva. That won't safeguard the yeshiva at all. To the contrary, if the yeshiva stays here and learns Basmoda Gedoila, then that will be the shmira, that will be the hatzolah of the yeshiva. Chochem Odif Minovi, that's exactly what happened. The yeshiva remained put in Shanghai, as we well know, and that not only ensured the safety of Klal Yisrael in general, but also of the yeshiva specifically. There were those in yeshiva, Talmidei Chachamim, they were Gedolei Olam as Bochrim in the Mir Yeshiva, and some of them were very surprised. This is a shaila of Pikuach Nefesh over here. Is this the way that you paskel a pikuach nefesh shayla? And those that were there explained that the great mashkiach on his lofty madrega, with his koyach hatorah, with his purity of heart, and above all with his das torah, had decided that yes, indeed, this medrash was in fact the basis for paskening a shayla chamura b'yoysa in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. And look, in fact, what happened. That is untainted Das Torah. That is untainted Das Torah. So this is really what we're learning. If we want to know why are the leaders of Klal Yisrael referred to as the Einei Ha'edah, as the Rambam writes, because they are the ones who in fact have eyes. They know what's really right and what's really left. And there's no point arguing with them because we have a different vision. We're looking at things through a different perspective. Not through the prism of Torah, but through our own slightly or less slightly distorted outlook on life. If we can be like the Sfas Emes, who can say that I peruse Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch before issuing an Eitzah, only Rav Moshe Feinstein could say that all of my hashkofas come through the Torah. Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, who took the achrayas of paskining a pikuach nefesh shayla for hundreds of bochrim based on the Maimon Chazal, those are real eyes. Those are real eyes. And if those are real eyes, that's why the leaders of the generation are in fact considered the Eine Ho'eda. Just in conclusion, we should point out that in one opinion, at a meeting of leaders of Klal Yisrael, Rav Shach announced that he discussed this particular subject with the Seif Lagoy, the father of Lahavdil bin Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And as far as Rav Shach was concerned, the Gadol Yisrael had issued his opinion on the matter, in which case, meeting adjourned, subject closed. And there were those who there said, fine, we appreciate, that's his view. Let's have a vote now and see what the general consensus of opinion is. At which point Rav Shach stood up and said, if that's the case, I have no further desire to be a member of this meeting. How can it be that there are those who don't understand what it means, the Gadol Hador? If the Stifler has told us that this is his particular psak and his outlook on this subject, then everybody else's opinion counts for nothing. His Einayim are ultimately our Einayim. If we bring this back to what we began with, we said that the Medrash and Shir HaShirim told us that the leaders of Klal Yisrael are called the Einayim. Just as the Guf follows their Einayim, so too we follow our leaders. It was an issue of leadership. As Rav Chaim Shmulevitz taught us, that is the fundamentals of Klal Yisrael. Undermine Gedolei Yisrael, and you're undermining the fundamentals of Klal Yisrael. But we also said that the Einei Oeda are the leaders. Why are they called that? Because they have eyes. They have that Das Torah. And obviously, those two interpretations are in fact one. It is for that reason precisely that we follow our leaders, just like the Guf follows the Einayim, because we appreciate that they have a vision that we don't. There's no use asking our feet where to go, because our feet can't see. Our eyes can. So therefore the feet follow the eyes. We are the feet, the humble feet of Klal Yisrael. But the eyes, the visionaries of Klal Yisrael, those who have that untainted, pure Das Torah, they are the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And it's for that reason that that's the way we live our life. And that is what the Torah meant in this week's parasha. Eine Ho'edo, the eyes of the generation, those who lead the generation precisely for that reason, because they indeed have eyes. They have that ability to look at life in general through the prism of Torah. And that's why they always have been and always will be the leaders of Klal Yisrael, those who have untainted Das Torah. I wish you all a very good Shabbos.